Hello, everyone. Welcome to Noonday Prayer. Hope you all are having a blessed day. I'm Prophetess Lou. Before we get started, I want everyone to know that the new devotions out is called Who is Hindering You? From Galatians 1:6, I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and is turning to a different gospel. Our key memory verse of the week is Matthew 26:28. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin. Matthew 26:28. If you need anointing oil, anointing cloths, please message me. If you click the link in my bio, it'll have everything that you can contact me from. Facebook, Instagram, emails at the bottom of that particular link. If you look at the top of the link, though, it goes to surrenderministries.info. On that link, you can read as many devotions you want for free. You can even contact me for free. It's at the bottom. It's a chat box. You click it. You just need your name and email address. And once you do that, you can chat with me about the devotion. You can chat with me about what you read or something. To kind of verse or even your prayer request. You can send your prayer request as many times as you want. I have some people send in 2 and 3 send in so many requests at one time. And I always tell everyone I go from one platform to the other platform gathering prayer requests. So please give me time to come back around to you. Always give me time to contact you through the chat box. If you email me, it's the same. Just wait for me to contact you. If you're looking for the Bible challenge of the month or the prayer of the month, you can contact me. If you're looking for the prayer of the month and you don't want to contact me, it's always at the bottom of the Noonday Prayer. At the bottom of the Noonday Prayer are a list of things that I feel like every Christian should pray for every day, and which is... pray for boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom, and knowledge, discernment of spirit, and eyes and ears to be open. You'll also find 3 added things that you can pray for as well. Like I tell everyone, these are not a list of things for you to just, for me to guide your prayer life. I don't want to do that. I want it to, Holy Spirit wants it to flow easily from all of us. But these are things to list just in case you want to extend your prayer life, okay? Let's get started with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for the word. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, as we go back and forth over the dangerous highways, we ask you to protect us. We ask you to guide us, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now to help us through our day. Father God, we ask you to give us strength, Father God, where we're weak. Father God, we don't want to depend on nothing else but you. We want to rely on you, Father God. Father God, help us to pray. Help us to do the biggest thing that we could ever do, which is pray to you. Father God, help us to lean on you for everything. Father God, forgive us of the sins we've done, Father God. Father God, we ask you as we travel down the highway, please place your guardian angels over us. Father God, change our mind every day, mold us and shape us, Father God. Father God, help us to look to you and nothing else. Father God, we ask you as we read your word today, help us apply the word to our lives, Father God. Father God, we read the word every day, and sometimes we do it out of routine, and sometimes we just read just to be reading. But Father God, we ask you to help us be hearers and doers of your word. Father God, help it to mold us, train us, rebuke us, and teach us, Father God. The word of God says that's what it does. It teaches us, it rebukes us for righteousness. Father God, help us to live a righteous and holy life. Father God, there's so much out here that we can get into. There's so many things that can change us and create this temporary peace. And Father God, we ask you to help us stay away from it. Help us to stay away from the excessive drinking, the smoking, the illicit sex, Father God. Father God, even help us with our lust, if we're lusting, Father God, if we're watching things that we shouldn't watch, starts with a P, I'm going to say corn. Father God, help us not to entertain these things. Help us not to leave an opening, a foothold for the enemy to come in. Father God, if we have created a foothold for the enemy, we ask you to help us not to do that. We ask you right now to help us not to be these people, but help us to be different. Father God, we want to go to heaven. We don't want to go to hell. Father God, if there's anything in our heart that's not like you, bitterness, rage, anger, Father God, we ask you to remove it. Father God, we ask you to show us how to be different every day. Father God, as we become these different people, don't let it be something we're just doing just because for a show or an act, but help us to do it and do it and want to do it. And want to change. Because Father God, the mask that we put on every day, walking around thinking that this is what you want to see, you don't. Father God, give us a heart for you. Give us a heart to want to change. Give us a zeal and a fire to long to please you. Help us to please you, Father God, with our lives. Father God, we ask you as different ones are in the hospitals, Father God, we ask you to help them, Father God. We ask you to help them get out of the hospitals, Father God. Father God, we ask you to lead and guide them where you want them to go, Father God. We ask you to heal their body, Father God. Send your angels of healing. Father God, watch over someone that's having emergency surgery. Watch over a woman that's giving birth right now. Watch over a person that's going to work and they're full of anxiety, Father God. Give them peace. Father God, speak to the individuals that are dealing with suicidal thoughts, Father God, that's dealing with mental disorders, that's dealing with depression, anxiety, Father God. Father God, continue to lead and guide these people, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now, we don't have the answers, but Father God, you show us a way and we'll follow it. Father God, your word said that you said go to the left or the right, we should go to the right. Father God, help us to go to the right. Help us to go to the left if you ask us to go to the left. Wherever you tell us to do, wherever your counsel is, wherever your words are speaking to our heart right now, help us to do it. No matter how hard the situation is, no matter how hard it is to let go of this person, no matter how hard it is to let go of something that we've been doing for years, help us to let go of it. Father God, we don't want to go to church every day, every Sunday. We don't want to read your word every day and be these same people that we were 2 and 3 years ago. Father God, we want your word to change us because we truly want to change and not just be lukewarm, Father God, because your word said that your spill is out. So Father God, please, please help us not to be lukewarm. I'm going to pause right quick, right here. I'm going to give everyone opportunity to grab the anointing oil. If you need anointing oil, please contact me. If you don't have anointing oil, that is fine. But anoint your body part that you need prayer for. Or just anoint yourself. If you can speak in tongues with me. If you can't, that is fine too. Okay. Ripo se terena robo cadre se tre. He said, Risa de robo kidre se tre. Risa de robo kidre se tre. He da robo kidresa de rese tre. He tata robo kidre na reda redere. Risa de robo cadre. Risa de robo cedre. He na de robo cadre cedre. And the risa de robo care resedre. He rina de robo cadre cedre. He said the robo kidre cedre. He na de robo cadre cedre. He tata rana robo citere. He na de rana resedre. He tata robo kidre cedre. He tata robo cedre. He da risa de robo kidre. He tata robo kidre cedre. He risedre. Father God, I see a lady at her desk. She's looking around, and Father God, she looks like she's lost. And Father God, we ask you right now to help her with her confusion, help her with the way she looks, Father God. And I know it's in her head, for whatever else is in her head, Father God, lead and guide her. Help her to hear you when you speak and see what you're trying to say to her. Help her to open her word and understand, Father God. Father God, help her to have a stress-free life, Father God. Father God, but if she can't have a stress-free life, Father God, help her to walk in her stress with you. Help her to make you her anchor. Help her to hear you when you speak. Father God, I ask you right now to touch her while she's at work, Father God. Father God, guide and protect her in Jesus' name. Say rebo se de risa de robo que de cedri. And the risa de robo que de cedri. And the risa de robo que de cedri. And the risa de robo que de cedri. He na de robo que de cedri. Ina de robo que de cedri. Ina robo que de cedri. Ina de robo que de cedri. Ina robo se de robo que de cedri. Ina de robo se de robo que de cedri. Father God, you showing me a man that's walking around on a construction site. He's taking off his helmet. He's grabbing his head. Father God, I think he deals with a cluster of headaches that's in the front of his head. Father God, in the name of Jesus, rebuke the spirit of pain. Rebuke the spirit of torture right now. We send it back to the pits of hell. Father God, I ask you right now to give him relief in Jesus' name. Father God, help him to go to work and not be in pain in Jesus' name. Father God, anyone else is dealing with cluster headaches or any pain in their body, Father God, we rebuke it right now. We send it back to the pits of hell. Father God, we claim healing. We claim victory. We claim peace in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Our prayer of the month is, Heavenly Father, I have victory in you. Please let me receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. I ask you to reign in my life. Lord, let your word increase in my life. Please bless me in my increase, Lord. Please help me stand firm in you. I ask that you open my eyes to wondrous things out of your word. In the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke ungodly forces operating against me. I ask you to baptize me with your holy fire. Lord, I take every authority over every demon that is released against me and my family. Lord, I rest at night because of your peace resting in my life. I ask you right now, Lord, to break every and all generational spirits operating behind a curse in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right to operate in my life. I bind and blind any spirit that in the name of Jesus. I seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember to pray for boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom, and knowledge, discernment of spirits, and eyes and ears to be open. Remember to pray for justice, people that's in poverty, and people that are broken. Broken families. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. If you can, share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.